Mark, now the long season comes to an end. What would be your overriding thoughts on this campaign?
I think from where we were at the beginning, you'd be pleased to be in the last stage of the season in contention for three, but having got to that stage, you'd like to have got over the line in one of the competitions. And you know, that's a disappointment not to have got to a final. And obviously the last championship game, you know, at one point we had a good chance of, you know, really challenging Warwickshire, so after a run of victories. So sort of satisfaction with a bit of regret in there as well.
You came here, you could have finished second if things had gone your way here. And this game right until this afternoon was very difficult to call. Nobody really seemed to be out in front in it at all.
Look, no. There's not a lot that separates a lot of these teams in the division, which obviously they've been the most consistent team and to fare the way last year. But I think the rest of us, there's not a lot to separate any of us from top to bottom with, really. And we had a run of games where we kept on winning and we had quite a few things go our way. In the last couple of weeks, we've not. And this game was a nearly game for us. And when we needed those big decisions to go our way, we didn't get them. And we've bowled a lot in this match with a wet ball, which has killed us and negated us as well. So, you know, today we needed perfect bowling conditions and those LBWs that the think umpires have been given all game to keep remaining so, and it never happened. So it was a nearly game.
Mm. You came here with a slightly weakened side as well, didn't you? Some of your seasoned pros weren't available for this one. Some of the younger lads have done a bit of a job for you here, though?
Yeah, look, you find out about people when they play, don't you? And they learn about the game as well. I think, to be fair, the standard of play from both teams wasn't very good on the day one. Mm. I think both teams played really poorly. And then it became a proper contest, really, from then onwards, day two. Both teams bowled better, both teams batted better and got stuck in. So, and for the young players to have a taste of the pressure and have the technique pressurised by some like Grim Onions running in at them and to see what happens to them, that's invaluable for a coach and invaluable for them. But look, we had our window day one. Durham didn't bowl very well and we should have probably got 270, 280 and we didn't. We were 199 for six. We're about 160 for five and we had a silly run out. And you missed your window there, and that's the lesson to the boys, isn't it? That when you have windows to take a game by a scruff of the neck, you have to take them. Likewise, on day two when we dropped Borthwick in the first over and then we dropped Onions twice and two balls, so they denied a little lead. And they're little windows you get to say to take that game by the scruff of the net. And we weren't good enough to take it and Durham ran away with it in the end.
Looking back over the season, I mean, Durham have lost 27 days to the weather. Has the weather been a problem for you as well as many of the other clubs? Or have you generally fared okay, would you say, from that side of things?
No, I think weather's hit everybody at different times. We were at Taunton 3 weeks ago when our season sort of turned a little bit in the sense that we needed 130 to win on the last day. And, it, you know, with 10 wickets left and we didn't get on at that point if we'd have won that match. We'd have gone 10 points ahead of Warwickshire. They'd have had a game in hand. But you're right in the mix, aren't you? And unfortunately, it rained. We never got on. The next day, we lose the semi-final against Yorkshire. And the season sort of turned for us a little bit. But to be honest, we're not that top-of-the-table team, really. We're a team that is definitely going in the right direction. A team that's definitely growing. And in the next couple of years, we've made a challenge this year, but will probably be looked at as a challenging contention.
Thanks very much. Thanks for your time.